For BPR News, this is Davin Eldridge. On the heels of Mission Health's controversial decision to end labor and delivery services at Angel Medical Center, health system officials recently met with concerned citizens of Macon County for a so-called sit-down. Nearly a dozen members of Macon County's Operation Heartbeat 2 came prepared for the long-awaited meeting with Mission Health's Dr. Ron Paulus. The group is named in honor of a fundraiser held for Angel back in 1971 to help keep it afloat. In essence, they acted as representatives for the hundreds of young mothers in the area upset by Mission's recent decision. And the group, in addition to elected officials, had plenty of questions.
It was a cordial meeting. However, really, I do not feel that we got any real answers.
That's Franklin Mayor Bob Scott, who helped to facilitate the meeting.
We got the PR side of it and no real reason why they were closing the labor and delivery. I just don't think they've proven their case.
Dr. Paulus agreed to meet with the group at Southwestern Community College in Macon County, only after they agreed to keep their numbers at the meeting limited to about a dozen, while barring any media from covering it as well. Kate McMahon is a local school teacher. She says Dr. Paulus only seemed to stick to bullet points regarding their concerns, like the closure of Angel's labor and delivery unit as a whole.
There were three big answers. The first was they said that in 2013 to 2017, births had declined in our area, but the evidence that we have doesn't support that.
McMahon performed extensive research on Angel's operations and finances. She said while there was, in fact, a decline in childbirths from 2015 to 16, it wasn't significant. But that's not all. Through its findings, the group basically disagreed with Dr. Paulus on every other issue at the meeting, including physician availability, management contracts, system priorities, and charters, as well as the feasibility of simply transporting women over the mountains during inclement weather, an issue they say Dr. Paulus asserted could be done reasonably. And so, at the end of the day, the whole sit-down just didn't seem to sit well with the group, which now has more questions than answers. Fellow Macon County Schools teacher Dan Cole echoed McMahon.
The other thing he said that, yes, besides the birth rate going down, which didn't make any sense, is that there's not enough volume. We've got almost 400 births a year, which is quite a high volume for a community this size. So, yeah, he's picking and choosing numbers that aren't necessarily 100% accurate.
The group suggested Angel keep its delivery center open for 3 more months as a trial, as Mission has now cut 3/4 of its costs, or well over $1 million. But Paulus quickly shot that suggestion down, according to Cole. Mission released a statement via email, saying the meeting, quote, allowed for a review of the information that has already been shared with the media. Mission added it's looking forward to sharing new information in the coming months on the new hospital it is set to build in Franklin, which was announced around the same time the closure of Angel's Delivery Center was made public. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.